Yeah, it's a you know, a screwdriver antenna. So yeah, there you go. Very cool. No, I just good you know, good move by them. I think they took that 705 concept and kind of like, you know, perfected it in a few ways. But I love my 705. I won't get rid of it. You know, it's you know, that's my radio for mostly. I use it as a receiver or as you know. You know, I can use it for plenty else, but that's you know, it's, I can put it on a battery and take it anywhere and use it as a you know, shortwave receiver. Use it bedside. I can use it out in the backyard, listen to a ball game. I can use it in my shack as a second receiver for my 7300. You know, it's definitely a great radio. But we'll see what this new one is. This new one isn't going to lend itself to that. It's definitely, you know, there's a trunk unit and there's a head unit, and you know, it's not, and it's 100 watt all the time, you know, and no battery option. It's a mobile. It's not designed to be you know, anything like the 705 or the Optima or anything like that. So, but that's exactly what I want. I have not. This is the longest I have not had an HF in my car, and I'm like 75% there. I got it all wired and everything. The radio is actually in the car, so I could literally have that thing back online in you know, probably 30 minutes. And I haven't, because I stopped doing my trip to Texas, and so it hasn't been as pressing to get it running. And just, you know, weeks turn into months, you know, and then next thing you know, here it's been, I've had this car a few years now, and I don't have HF in it. First car I haven't had HF in 15 years. That's usually the first thing I do, man, within a couple month or so to get in my car. My HF setup's in it, installed, and I haven't done it yet. I'm like, darn it, what's holding me up? So maybe this, if nothing else, will be incentive.